Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
In everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work that we do.
Alban Beeson came through earlier with his reel, and my next guest has revived my guilt to the core. All right, guys, so we are live at the NSBC business exhibition, and right now I've got a gentleman. Guys, I'm really laughing because I'm so guilty. This gentleman with me today is from Netstar, Cliff, and I think he's going to connect me again because my tracker is by then, but I've just not been, I've been very unreachable in the last couple of weeks, and it's so sad because I told the gentleman, I said, okay, you can call me on a particular day. But every single time, now remember, I work on radio, so when it rings, I can't pick it up immediately. Exactly. Or and you can't really determine now because you haven't picked it up to say, hey, call me some other time. All right. So I see. Let's start with you first, Cliff. Let's start here. Who are you and what role do you play at Netstar?
Yeah.
So that when you give me that slap on my wrist, I know exactly who's...
slap is something else. We must be careful now.
Cliff, so tell me, what role do you play? You're from Netstar.
Yes, I'm from Netstar. I'm the Chief Technology Officer. So I look after all the product development, all the building of our technology, and all our products that we build.
Oh, okay. Let me give you an opportunity, Jay. A quick one to punch yourself. Who exactly is Netstar? And why are you guys here?
Yeah, so I think hopefully many people have heard of us, but I mean, what we really do is we do two things, really. We give people the ability to take our services, to kind of give them some peace of mind with their vehicles, so that in case they get stolen, we have over a 90% recovery rate. So if your vehicle gets stolen, we go and find that vehicle when it gets stolen. But the other thing we're doing, and I guess that's the more interesting side, the nicer side, is that we really have a fantastic consumer mobile app, and that if you install our tracking devices, you can see where your loved ones are, you can see where children are, you can share trips with each other. So if somebody's going on a long drive, you can say, I'm going from here to here. In the app, you can share that trip and you can see where each other are. And, you know, people are kind of doing that with phones today, but we all know when you do that on your phone, your battery goes flat, you forget to take your phone with you. The great thing about this is it's always in your car all the time.
Oh, because you've got the app in your car.
Yeah, well, we've installed a device in the car, and then we have a really nice app on your phone. So you can see where your car is, or if you're a small business and you want to see where all your employees are, you can see it through the app. So that's kind of what we do. And then the bigger thing that we do for our commercial customers is then we have services for truckers, for fleet operators, for small businesses like that, all companies that are here today, to see all their vehicles. So if you're a florist and you want to know where your vehicles are, we can do very basic routing and optimization, those kind of things. So really what we're trying to do is make sure that the data that we have, that location data, we can use to help businesses run better businesses. How do you get your vehicles? Where are they? How can you make decisions on who goes where, when, and how do you hopefully save fuel, have better drivers? And then the last thing, and I'm talking a lot, sorry.
No, absolutely perfect with me.
The last thing is this whole camera thing that's coming into the world.
Okay.
So we more and more, we started sort of in expensive vehicles, in large trucks. We started putting cameras into those vehicles. But as the price of cameras is coming down and down, it's becoming much more affordable now, even for smaller businesses, to put cameras inside their vehicles. And that's really amazing because that allows us to do a couple of things. First of all, the owners can kind of see what's going on with their vehicles, not just kind of look at it on a map so they can see where
it
is.
They don't wait for me to call them because I saw you can call this number if there's bad driving.
Exactly. You can see what's going on. But the cameras are getting intelligent now, and this is kind of where this whole world of AI is going. So the cameras themselves are actually starting to watch the way the driver drives, but also what's happening in front of the driver. And they can start providing guidance back to the driver. So if you're looking drowsy, if you're getting tired, the camera will actually detect that. It looks at blinking, it looks at where you're staring, it looks at distraction, it can look whether you're using your phone when you shouldn't, whether you're smoking, whether you're wearing your seatbelt.
Need it for my husband.
Exactly. But the amazing thing for this about is that, you know, camera technology has really largely been there to see what happened when an accident happened or when an incident happened. It's after the fact. But with this AI technology, what's happening is the camera's warning the driver of something pending.
So now we're avoiding
the danger happening. We're trying to prevent the accident from happening in the first place. And this is the amazing thing about this technology.
Absolutely love it. I think I really, really need to get it from my husband. Can I tell you one of the first things that impressed me with you guys? It's my first car, by the way, so I can't even compare you guys to anyone else. The first day I actually went to pick up the car, so I'd already bought it, done everything, and I went to the gentleman to test drive it.
Right.
Now I was a very new driver. I mean, even driving home, I stopped on the side. I was like, take the car, I can't do this. But I got my car from We Buy Cars.
Right.
And we got into the freeway, and the guy pumped the car. Guess what? Netstar called me.
Ah.
Hi, ma'am, are you safe? We're picking up some irregular driving.
Right.
I was like, oh, wow.
Right.
Okay, I'm absolutely impressed.
Right.
So then I just stayed with you guys. So,
yeah.
I'm going to go back.
Take that very seriously.
Yeah. I mean,
and again, that's part of the technology that we build. So we spend a lot and lot of effort, again, machine learning, coming back to that same thing, to figure out the driver behavior. So how fast do you accelerate? How fast do you brake?
So have that you we been? Know when it's not you.
Yes, so we're getting better at that. So that's really where the technology is going.
But I love it when you warn us also.
Yes.
It's a hijacking zone.
Yes.
That's a carjacking zone.
Exactly.
Oh, man, you guys are very quick with that one,
yeah.
I must say.
So, I mean, we put a tremendous amount of effort into our consumer business. And that's why we put so much effort into our mobile app lately.
Yeah.
To make that more user-friendly, to make it more... we listen very closely to what our customers are asking for, and we
yeah.
try and build those features into our apps.
So what does it mean for you guys to be here today, and what word are you taking out to these small businesses? Why are you guys even here?
Yeah, so I think similar to what I've just talked about,
yeah.
I think we have, first of all, two ways. I spoke just now at the conference just
yeah.
about what AI is doing, and less a direct Netstar message, but sort of trying to show small businesses what the power of AI is and how we are using it to make it real.
So you're one of the speakers here today?
Yes, I've just been speaking, yeah.
Nice.
I think we also have a stand here at the conference, and I think that is a lot about what we can do with our services
yeah.
to help empower small businesses. I think many small businesses, I think, can benefit, like I said, sort of if you're a plumber or you're a florist or you're a small delivery business or... No, so many businesses rely
yeah.
on transportation, right?
Exactly.
And I think having data around where your vehicles are, around the state of your transportation, helps business owners make better decisions.
Yeah.
And so we try and join that dot between we are responsible for collecting that data, where the vehicles are. We're responsible for giving you an app or a program to visualize that data and hopefully help those business owners make better business decisions to make their businesses more efficient. And that's why we think it's applicable to this show, is because we think that running more efficient businesses makes more profitable businesses and makes those entrepreneurs more successful at the end of the day.
Wow. Cliff, how do we keep in touch with you guys? Perhaps we're wanting more information. Any website, how do we do it exactly?
Yeah, so netstar.co.za is our website.
Nice and easy.
Yeah, very simple. We've just relaunched two new products on Monday, actually. Some really nice, again,
uh-huh.
cheap and effective products. We've just released a product called the Star Tag,
uh-huh.
which is all about tracking vehicles and making sure we can get them back.
Uh-huh.
At only 89 Rand a month, we think it's a bargain.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all on our website. We're very active on LinkedIn and on social media.
Uh-huh.
So if anybody wants to know what we're doing, feel free to follow us on LinkedIn and social media.
I don't know if you ever saw this on social media. A while back, and I think it was my early days of actually getting your device, there was like an airplane. It was, I don't know whether it was at the beach or, but it was not even an airplane, a helicopter
yes.
with Netstar.
Yes.
And somebody said, you know, if guys, when one has stolen a vehicle and they suddenly see this
helicopter,
the next thing you hear, the car was abandoned.
Exactly. Oh, it happens.
Because they know if it's Netstar, then they're going to find
it. Exactly.
So they're like, you know what, if they don't see the helicopters or if they see a random one, they're not worried because all these other ones. But if they see it with a Netstar sticker, everybody gets out and everyone
exactly.
So Cliff, thanks for doing an amazing work, and thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.